Martin Bester on Wild Coast Radio, taking us all the way down to Pringle Bay. I wonder if it's a good spot to surf. Maybe Greg can tell us. But that's how we get to 6:30, time for the surf report with the compliments of the Okehampton Guesthouse. And Greg standing by to tell us where to head out and take that surfboard today. Greg, very good morning.
Morning, Wayne. Absolutely, it's a good day for surfing. I've had my hour and a half already this morning up at 4 o'clock. Beautiful westerly winds blowing. We've got a fantastic, strong groundswell running. Strong, when I say strong, not big, but a solid medium size, 3 to 5 feet, but a lot of power in it. So we might even see it build through the day, the odd 6 foot set. It is showing a little bit of a bump on the chart. So look out for that. But yeah, what a good day of surfing we've got. Check the reef and point breaks early in the Hoon Reef. Lots of guys out there already. Queensbury Bay, a good option. Yellow Sand should have a few waves. Ganubi Bay, the beach breaks as well. Nahoon Beach Break, Nahoon Corner. So lots of options today. We are going to see that wind pick up through the midday, getting fairly strong. So just keep an eye on that. But for the morning, we should have decent surf. Tides for today, we do have a low tide at 7:20, high tide at 1:30 this afternoon. Water temperature, Bob telling us it's 17. Mm-hmm. I can tell you by first-hand experience, I paddled out, it felt sort of 16, uh-huh. maybe 17, but then when you get further out, it's quite a lot warmer. There's almost 19, closer to 20 patches. So okay. Bob's getting probably a little bit of a mix, giving him a reading, but there's a bit of a mixed current out there. And then let's just touch on a great weekend of surfing with our border closed and all our various champions. It was a really good event. And, some great results. So we did see in the older guys division, we saw Dave Malhubi take the over 60 men. We saw Gareth Sepp come in first in the over 55 men. We saw Justin Emsley take the over 50s. And Greg Emsley, the over 45s. Tyrell Johnson, the over 40. And then we saw Jono Bruton come in first in the over 35 men. Bonnie Hannafay, the over 35 women, taking the win. That's a new added division. Mm-hmm. So awesome to see that. And then in the the open women, we saw Taylor Emsley first and myself coming in first in the open men. Most improved surfer, open surfer of the year was Tristan Johnson. Maneuver of the contest was Daniel Emsley. Surfer of the contest was myself. And senior surfer of the year did go to Tom Lindorse. So very well done to all those surfers. It was a huge event. And, it was really special to see such good surfing. And some of my best surfing I saw was in the junior divisions, and we added a few divisions on there. So looking at those results, we saw in the under 8 girls, Zalia Bayat coming in first. Under 8 boys was Kyle van den Berg. Under 10 girls, Amelia van der Holst. Under 10 boys was Nathan Stradom. Under 12 girls, we saw Bella Johnson first. The under 12 boys was Kola Langa. Under 14 girls, Maya Malherbe. Under 14 boys, Daniel Field. Under 16 girls was Taylor Emsley. Under 16 boys, Oliver Pascoe. And under 18 boys was Josh Malherbe. Mm-hmm. And we did see the shared most improved junior surfer of the year going to Tyson Johnson and Oliver Pascoe. And junior surfer of the year going to Cole Visma. So very, very good results from all. And we've still got a bit of competition left for the year. We've Taylor Emsley, my daughter, of course, arriving pretty much as we speak in Peru, Lima, and that will be for the kickoff of the ISA World Junior Championships. That will kick off basically on Friday with the big march, and then the actual surfing should start on Saturday, Wayne.
Ciao. So Taylor was surfing. She put her wetsuit in her suitcase, put the board under her arm,